USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump wants states to start reopening for business as quickly and safely as possible, speaking last night at a coronavirus briefing at the White House.
Our blueprint describes how states should unlock their full capacity, expand the number of testing platforms, establish monitoring systems to detect local outbreaks, and conduct contact tracing.
The president there unveiling the blueprint that would greatly accelerate the amount of coronavirus testing. Many Democrats on Capitol Hill and many governors of both parties have been complaining for weeks about a lack of testing. After a month-long strict lockdown, New Zealand officials say they have eliminated the virus there. They say yesterday there was just one new case, bringing the total to fewer than 1,500 with 19 deaths. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
An ominous warning concerning the nation's food supply chain as a result of the pandemic. Here's more from USA Radio's John Clemens.
The warning came from John H. Tyson of the Arkansas-based Tyson Foods Corporation. In describing the breaking food supply chain, Tyson wrote, "There will be limited supply for products that are available in grocery stores until we reopen our facilities that are currently closed." Tyson has closed meatpacking plants in Indiana and in Iowa. Smithfield, another meatpacking company, closed its facility in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and in the same region of the country, Worthington, Minnesota, JBS closed its facility over COVID-19. Tyson writes, in addition to meat shortages, farmers will not have anywhere to sell their livestock.
People in the South and Midwest bracing for more severe thunderstorms today. The focus is on North Texas, Western Arkansas, and Northwestern Louisiana, as well as parts of Missouri and Illinois. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
The IRS website Get My Payment Tool is working, the website making some big changes over the weekend. The IRS not releasing specifics, but saying that it should now be easier to get the status of a stimulus payment and add direct deposit information if you have to. Former New Orleans Mayor Ray Nagin is free after being released from federal prison early because of COVID-19. The 63-year-old Nagin served as New Orleans mayor from 2002 to 2010. He was convicted, though, in 2014 on 20 counts of fraud, corruption, and bribery. Amazon is defending its coronavirus safety efforts despite protests from many of its warehouse workers. Yesterday, more than 50 workers walked out of a warehouse, and more than 500 Amazon technology employees took part in a sick-out last Friday. An Amazon spokeswoman, though, says the company has been working very closely with health experts. The coronavirus pandemic is making the road rough for Harley-Davidson. The motorcycle manufacturer reporting a drop of about 45% in quarterly profit as sales have crashed because of the spread of the virus. Harley's net income falling to just under $70 million in the first quarter after earning nearly $128 million last year. You can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.